Well, now I'm joined in the studio by Roger Davinson, who is the CEO. I always get your name, can't pronounce your surname for some reason. CEO of the Brentwood Centre, and you're going to be talking about all the events and stuff you've got coming up. So thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'll get your name right one day. It's because I go to say Davidson.
That's what it is. Davinson.
Davinson.
Yeah, you see, you say Davinson. All Southerners do.
Oh, do we?
But it's a hard A. It's Davinson.
Davinson. Yeah. Whereabouts are you from originally?
Scunthorpe.
Is that sort of like by Leeds kind of area?
It's the other side of Leeds, but you turn right to go to Scunthorpe, you turn left to go to Leeds on the M62, yeah.
And have you been down here for a long time?
I've been down here since I came to university in 1981, so yeah, a long time.
Really? And do you prefer it, do you like it down here? I mean, obviously you've lived down here for a long time, so it's more friendly. I always think it's more friendly when you're up north.
I think the only thing that I've always said, the people in Brentwood don't realise how nice a town they live in. And all you've got to do is go up to places like Scunthorpe, not that I'm rubbishing Scunthorpe, but just to realise how nice it is.
Oh dear, I wouldn't go back for a while then, maybe.
Absolutely,
I'll go back in disguise.
Hopefully nobody's listening, but
What's the best thing about being the CEO of Brentwood Centre? What is the best thing about the job?
The best thing about being here is just how much we do and how different everything is. And, it's never the same. It's not dull. And, in terms of what we do day to day, it's a gym, it's a swimming pool, it's a sports hall, and we have over 10,000 visits a week to that side of the business, so it's really successful. But then we have the events, which I think over 25 years we've become quite well known for, and every event is different, but the basics are the same. If you sit down with the organisers for long enough and plan everything, then generally everything goes as planned, and it's all very successful for us. So
and the Brentwood Festival this year, which was absolutely fabulous.
Mega. It's one of my, well, it's my favourite weekend. Let's not be too, I do remember most of this one, which is good, because most sort of years you can find me somewhere on the field fast asleep by about 8:30 in the evening.
You say 8:30 in the morning. That's when it starts. It was tremendous this year. If you missed it this year, there were so many bands, the fun fair and all the stage. It was just great, brilliant.
Yeah, but we're now into. I mean, once you get through the summer holidays, which August is a tough month for us. There's nobody really wants to go to events. It's all about kids' activities. We now get back to normal with the schools back and the kids back, and we're into our busy time of the year. So the next sort of run up to Christmas, 15 weeks to Christmas, but I think we've got something every weekend.
So tell us what you've got coming up.
Starting with this weekend, we've got the wedding show, which has been coming to us for now, I think, 20 years, and that's one of our big exhibitions for anyone who wants to get married or anyone who wants to really to have a party as well. It's a good event to come to just to see what you can do. If you want DJs, if you want companies to do your food, if you want limos, if you want clothes, you name it, they do it. But it's primarily for all those people who are stupid enough to get married in the next 2 years. And am I sounding bitter and twisted here? But
just a tad. Don't go to Scunthorpe. don't give you a wedding invitation.
Absolutely, absolutely. We won't go there. But it's a good event. It's run very well, and we do two of these a year. But that's this weekend, and we're all geared up and ready for that. But all the work for that was done about 6 weeks ago. This week we're planning for the biggest 2 days of the year for us indoors, which is the ballroom dancing event, which has been here for 25 years, and that's coming up first week in October, and that's very quickly followed by the London Festival of Gymnastics, which is a 3-day event, 5 shows in 3 days, and the best part of 1,500 kids competing over the weekend from, I think, about 40 gymnastic clubs. So coming from all over the country. The dance event, I think, has got 31 countries represented this year, which is the most it's ever had. So.
And do you know who's judging? Is there anybody sort of well known?
We generally get a few guest judges. I mean, Karen Hardy from Strictly's here every year. She's one of the senior judges, and we normally drag a few of the other dancers from Strictly along.
Yeah.
But we never know until the day, because they're just starting again for the TV series, so it's really fitting around those commitments. But we generally have a few.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I love ballroom dance. I can't do it, but I like to watch.
I've got to say, after 2 days, you find yourself shimmying down the corridor, sort of avoiding people with all the moves. But that's the closest I'll ever get. Yeah.
Well, you don't know. You could maybe take. They should ask you if you want to do like a specialist dance or something.
It would be very specialist if I did it. Yeah.
Sorry. How many staff have you got actually working here?
In total, we've got about 80 staff working on a fairly permanent basis, but that can sort of swell by up to sort of another 200, depending on the types of events that we have. Yeah. I mean, the big events, we could have 100, 120 people working over that sort of weekend when you take into account stewarding, security, and then all the work that has to go on afterwards to clean up and get ready for the badminton players on a Monday morning.
Yes. Now, you've got something going on today, haven't you? Because I just spotted a load of children.
I look
like the Pied Piper as I was walking past.
I mean, we're back to normal routine is in term time during every day, Monday to Friday. We've got our school swim program, which has about 600 kids on it. So I think there's about 19 schools in the area come to us. So you just see one lot in, one lot out. It's military precision. You know, 50 kids in and 50 kids out of our changing rooms in about 15 minutes. It's a sight to see, and the teachers do a great job for us. Our teachers who are doing the teaching, and the school's teachers who do the supervising and getting them in and out. And it's almost faultless. Occasionally it goes a little bit wrong with one group late, another group early, and you get 100 kids in the changing rooms. But that's only very occasional. But that's every single day now to December.
So. And what do you think? We were talking when Paul went to one of the council meetings. I don't know if you listen in. Paul does the show on a Friday.
Yeah.
And we have a chat, you know, find out what he's been up to. But they were saying about possibly coming off here from the A127 and having a slip road off here. Do you think that we've got to start digging or something?
I don't think we're anywhere near to starting digging yet.
Right.
But that would be really nice if something like that happened. Mm. I mean, it really would. Make it so much easier to get to this place and probably make us a little more popular with the residents on Doddinghurst Road, because sometimes we do create a lot of traffic. But it's one of those things that it would be nice if it happened, but I'm not holding my breath. It's one of those things that nice if it happened, but it's not top of my list of priorities in terms of keeping this place going.
And what new things have you got coming up? What new sort of stuff have you got? Have you got any sort of gigs and things coming up towards Christmas or Christmas markets? Or
Well, there's plenty of Christmas markets. We get into November and we've got the Christmas craft fairs.
Yeah.
And there's I think there's two in November and one in December for that. It's usual stuff around Christmas. Brentwood Cathedral will do a two-day concert, and that's always got... Well, that's always well attended. I think there's something like 600 kids involved in that, so that's a great couple of nights. I think that's the last 2 days of November. Hutton and Shenfield, as always, have the Saturday before Christmas for their Christmas concert. We're talking to some other people about sort of bigger concerts for 2015, but we've taken a bit of a break from doing concerts just from a point of view of the sort of overall strategy of what we were doing, and the fact that our seating bank wasn't very well in the summer, so we've got that all fixed, and we're now ready to go in 2015.
Excellent.
So that's all we're doing. Not really much.
There's loads, but it must be. I mean, it's bad enough when you think at home you try and organise somebody's like little surprise party and you've invited 20 people. Let alone when you're putting on events, it just must be like a nightmare of things that could possibly go wrong.
Oh, everything can go wrong, but that's why there's 80 staff working here, and they all got their own sort of roles and responsibilities. And I'm very lucky. I mean, I'll take all the glory that it's all my hard work that does it. But I really do very little. It's a team effort. And, you know, I mean, the things that we really, really do well, we do it well because we do it all the time and we can help the organisers. But, you can throw just about anything you want at the guys that I've got working for me, and they just seem to be able to manage and cope. And,
there's no I in team, is that what you meant? Is that
absolutely,
the thing?
Yeah. And, you know, I attend most of the events as a customer, and, you know, I attend plenty of events at other venues as well, and... For most of the time, you know, I think we're as good, if not better, than just about anywhere else that I'm going to at the moment. And you know, I'm always very, very proud of my guys when we do an event well.
That sounds like you're going to take them all out. I don't want to say anything on air in case you're not.
I'm not.
All 80 of them. You're not going anywhere.
No, not going anywhere. I'm sorry, but we might find somewhere for Christmas. But
you can pay for yourselves.
Absolutely. I don't think we have time for Christmas party actually. But
are you shut over Christmas?
We shut Christmas Day. We shut Boxing Day. Doesn't mean that we don't have people still in here. We've actually got. We do actually find a couple of volunteers to come in Christmas Day and Boxing Day because
they'd be in the swimming pool with a glass of champagne. That's what you'd be doing.
That's what they do. But
running around the corridors.
Unfortunately, you can't leave swimming pools even for 24 hours. They misbehave. So.
Oh really?
Somebody has to come along on Christmas Day and just check that everything's okay.
I haven't been in the swimming pool for a while, and I was going on a regular basis. And I tell you what, if you haven't been swimming for years, it's one of the most relaxing. I got out of there, and although you do the exercise, it's the best exercise, one of the best ones you can do because it's low impact. When I got out, I felt so calm. That's why I need to go back in there, because it does make you feel really calm when you do your swimming. I kept seeing all the staff. They're going, all right, Michelle, and I'm standing there, all my hair wet in a swimming costume, thinking, I'm so embarrassed. Just so embarrassed. Hello, are you all right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you have no excuse. You're here 5 days a week.
I know.
You could come in a bit earlier or stay a bit later.
Yeah.
I hear music. I thought I switched my phone off, sorry.
That's okay. I thought the angels were calling me.
That's just somebody texting me saying, oh, you're on the radio.
Yeah. You're on the radio. Yeah, we know he's on the radio. So you'll be back in again next week and tell us all about what's coming up.
Yeah, I'll tell you how the wedding show went, and I can't even remember what we've got on next weekend, or 2 weeks' time.
If people go onto the website, they can have a look, just in case because you obviously have the craft fairs and different things that people can actually get involved in and actually have stalls here and stuff.
Yep.
Like you have the antique markets. And
website has all the details. Yep. If you sign up to Facebook and Twitter with us, you'll get daily updates, and that will give you all the information you need, not just about the events, but about everything else we do.
And it's all the W's?
All the W's, brentwood-centre.co.uk.
Yeah. Don't ask me. Just look
Google
at me. Don't
it.
Ask
Google
me.
It.
Google it. Well, thank you very much. And to the 80 staff, you do a tremendous job here at the Brentwood Centre. We do love you all. Thank you. And we're going to carry on with some music. I'll be back with a bit more chatter after the bees. 11:42. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Michelle. See you next week.
Davinson. It is a southern thing, isn't it? Davinson.
Yeah.
I need to put an E on your name and I'll be all right then.
Okay.
Thanks.